Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, a mild day today after a record warm day yesterday. We mentioned the potential for near record highs, and we broke the record all the way to 84 degrees. The record was 83 set back in 2001. And folks, we were within a degree of the all-time January record high yesterday, which is 85 degrees, set on several occasions, but most recently, just a few years ago, on January 3rd of 2020. Today, we won't be as warm, but we'll still reach the mid-70s. The average is still only in the mid-60s, and again, what should be the midst of our coldest temperatures of the winter, at least on average. And realize we were plenty chilly a few days ago, right? We didn't get out of the 40s on Saturday. We had frost. In fact, as late as Monday morning, the low temperature dipped to 29. And then just 3 days later, we were some 50-plus degrees warmer. Good old Jacksonville during the wintertime. That's, you know, that's one of the, as far as I'm concerned, one of the positive things about Jacksonville. You can have a freeze one morning, and just a few days later, you're in flip-flops, T-shirts, and shorts. And this weekend, we'll have a really quite a mix of weather conditions again as we track our next storm system. So after today's mild day and in the mid-70s, fog will develop overnight. Tonight could become quite dense by morning. We'll turn cooler, dropping into the upper 40s, though that's still above average. And then tomorrow's a cool day, thanks to a steady breeze coming in off the Atlantic. A good deal of marine moisture, what we call a marine layer, will develop tomorrow near our coast and then spread inland through the day. And temperatures will struggle just to get to the low to mid-60s tomorrow. There may be a bit of drizzle or a bit of light rain, especially south of I-10 very late in the afternoon, but it still looks like the majority of the more significant rainfall is overnight tomorrow night. And that's when our cold front from yesterday and last night, which did produce a stray sprinkle or light shower, by the way, didn't produce much in the way of significant rainfall. Well, that comes back to the north as a warm front tomorrow night, and that's why we get into some showers. You may even hear a few rumbles of thunder overnight tomorrow night, and there should be some pretty decent rainfall that will have a tendency by sunrise Sunday to shift into southeastern portions of Georgia or shift north of the Jacksonville area. And then Sunday is a warm and humid day. We get back well into the 70s. We should have at least some sun at times. We'll also have scattered showers and thunderstorms with the best chance later in the day and into the evening hours. And then once that front comes through, we cool off again to start the new work week on Monday with highs in the upper 60s, only to see our next weather system already approaching by later Tuesday night into Wednesday of next week with another chance for some rain. And that's really good news from a moisture standpoint, of course, when we can have a pretty dry time of year and we're coming out of a very dry last 6 or 7 weeks, especially late November, December. We've managed a couple of rains this month, but good to get that moisture in the ground when we can during the winter time. All right, we got the Jags in action, right? We're down to a little more than 24 hours away. Kickoff at 4:30 Jacksonville time tomorrow afternoon. And it still looks like weather's a bit of an issue. Now, in the first half, the game may very well start out dry or mostly dry. Temperatures in the upper 30s with a breeze out of the east and northeast. And then a light rain and drizzle should start to develop as we go through the game, mixing with snow and possibly turning to all snow late in the game. We're going to be very close on this one. Temperatures will slowly fall into the mid-30s. This is not a real cold game by especially Midwestern standards, but for Jacksonville, the temperatures weren't any warmer for the last two home games. So temperature-wise, it's not at all that unusual. The biggest problem will be that potential for a slick ball and a slick field with some rain and snow during that Kansas City game in Kansas City very late afternoon. We're lucky it's not a later kickoff because there may end up being an inch or two of snow during the evening on Saturday, perhaps not until the majority of that game's over with, but we'll continue to track and keep in mind that the weather could play a role in Saturday's game tomorrow for the Jags. And there are, of course, viewing parties right here at home. Big one at Daly's, and looks like most of the viewing party will be dry. We'll be looking at a cloudy sky. It will be cool, temperatures 60 to 65. There is that chance for some light rain beginning to push up from the south during especially the second half of the game. So I would have rain gear handy for that rainfall that may be trying to move in late in the game. The better chance for that rain, again, continues to look to be overnight tomorrow night. Let's go, Jags. with all your weather all the time. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.